our practice governed by our viewpoint. At last year's association, we stressed the thought that each student of Christian Science should have a clearly defined mental position within himself. The patriarchs, prophets, Jesus, the disciples, and the Revelator all held within themselves clearly defined mental positions from which they never swerved. Do we, as Christian Scientists, maintain a mental position in regard to our divine reality and our divine intelligence from which we never swerve? Spiritual vision. The patriarchs and prophets based their mental position on spiritual vision. What to others at that time seemed to be ordinary human conditions and events, these men interpreted according to spiritual vision and placed upon the conditions and events an entirely different value than was placed upon them by the mind that was unenlightened spiritually. These men lived life and practiced life based upon their spiritual vision of men and things, with the result that they exercised spiritual power. They brought water from the rock. They fed the hungry with barley loaves and corn. They raised the dead. They gave proof or evidence of their spiritual power. Enlarged spiritual vision. This spiritual vision appeared in an enlarged measure to Jesus and the disciples in the form of the Holy Ghost, and they exercised enlarged spiritual power. And today, this spiritual vision is appearing within our individual mind in a still larger unfoldment of divine science. And we should exercise this power that is appearing to us as divine science or divine intelligence and do the still greater works. All troubles result from an incorrect viewpoint. Each one of us is living his life today according to an incorrect viewpoint based on material sense or according to a correct viewpoint based on divine science. All the seeming troubles and inharmonies in the world today result from incorrect viewpoints. And we have these wrong viewpoints because we base our interpretations of everybody and everything upon the beliefs of material sense. Wrong interpretation always results in a wrong viewpoint. Right interpretations give correct viewpoint. We have a clearly defined mental position, as did the patriarchs and Jesus, only as we base our mental position on a spiritual viewpoint and interpret man and the universe according to divine science. It is through strict adherence to the laws of divine science that we are able to interpret correctly every environment, circumstance, and event of our daily experience. Jesus had a correct view of man. He not only interpreted man as man really is, but he gave instant proof or evidence of the perfect man at hand. Jesus had this correct view of man and things and gave instant proof or evidence of wholeness and perfection because he based his interpretation of man and things upon spiritual facts. Do we interpret man as personal and material and mortal? Do we interpret the world in which we live as material and destructible? If we do, we are interpreting them erroneously and are living our life from a limited viewpoint of material sense. There is nothing wrong with our world or with the people living in our world. It is our mental interpretation that is erroneous and causes us to think and act from incorrect viewpoints. Perfect man and perfect universe. Every Christian Science student clearly understands that God is all, and that his creation, man, and the universe are spiritual, eternal, and perfect. This correct interpretation by the Christian Science student gives instant proof or evidence, as in the days of Jesus, that the man and universe at hand are harmonious and eternal. It is most important that we, as Christian Scientists, maintain a correct interpretation of ourselves and others and the things of our universe. Whatever we take cognizance of and accept as a fact, this becomes a part of what is ordinarily called our human consciousness and is reflected in our bodies and in our affairs. If our viewpoint is determined by an incorrect interpretation of the divine fact at hand, then our body and our affairs reflect this false interpretation. But if our viewpoint is determined by a correct interpretation of true being, then our body and our affairs reflect the facts of divine science. With correct interpretation, our human objectives are the objectification of true being. It takes a clearly defined mental position, based upon a correct viewpoint, to see orderliness in business, in world affairs, and in all activities. No change is needed in the external condition, but a change must take place in our mental position before we can maintain the sense of peace and joy that is strength and power, and that enables us to fulfill the needs of mankind. When our individual interpretations are based on the facts of being, our thought is divine intelligence. And like the patriarchs of old, we see what the unillumined mind cannot see, a perfect world and harmonious experiences. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Science reverses the evidence before the material senses and furnishes the eternal interpretation of God and man." End quote. Science and Health, page 461. An Age of Power and Action and Works. As we exercise our thought and action from a viewpoint based upon the interpretation as given in divine science, this new age will be for us an age of power and action and dominion and good works. It will be an age in which we as individuals give instantaneous proof or evidence of perfect man and perfect universe at hand. Vital points. 1. We need within ourselves a clearly defined mental position from which we never swerve. 2. We should always, not sometimes, but always interpret man and the universe from the standpoint of divine science, not from the standpoint of material sense. 3. Our viewpoint is reflected in our bodies, in our business, and in all our affairs.